This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Comedians are a special breed. The recent CeeLo Green single called Robin Williams has some lyrics in it about what if we don't laugh anymore. And it talks about Robin Williams, his death by suicide. It mentions Richard Pryor and essentially makes reference to the comedic tradition of the clown with tears, and that being the funny man who nobody knows is crying inside. Judd Apatow comes along at a time when American comedy is really at a crossroads. The Farrelly brothers, the sort of pure toilet humor of the Dumb and Dumber genre, had kind of petered out, and what we had was this kind of stoner thriller heist type movies where guys like Seth Rogen and James Franco sat around, and the movie played out as if it was a bank robber movie or a heist movie or a buddy movie, but really mostly what just happened were people processing their feelings and doing so essentially by using riffs of comedic stand-up comedy. It turned out to be very successful. 40-year-old Virgin launched the careers of Mindy Kaling, television shows like The Office. Really what we have is one of the bright stars in the new constellation of comedy, and that's Judd Apatow. And here he is. He's always been fascinated by the role of comedians. He has a current book out as such, and here he is mentoring another young comedian, Amy Schumer, who has made a movie that is a brilliant movie set in New York and soon to be an iconic New York movie, one of the great comedies of the year, also with a female lead, following Melissa McCarthy's sort of career path, but surpassing it in many regards. Here, Schumer makes the movie the modern-day Manhattan, except she plays the Woody Allen figure, just as emotionally disturbed, just as problematic. She even has a nod to the shot in Manhattan, but she says this is where Woody met Soon Yi. Her comedy is fresh, her movie's inspiring. Everybody in New York's in there, Marv Albert, Matthew Broderick, Tim Meadows, everybody lives in the West Village. People who had lived in the Village at some point in their life will recognize them as Village staples. This is a movie about a train wreck, which is to say a movie about a stand-up comedian, and it's brilliant.